All right, we're back, folks. Second hour of the American Awakening with your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I have my guest, Ingrid Castle, talking about vaccines. We have DJ on the line, and I believe that last subject content was a question about possibly filing a RICO suit, Ingrid?
Yeah, and actually, I'm probably not the person to ask about that because I feel like the whole federal government, everything they're doing, you could sue endlessly, and... You know, the courts, I mean, we're looking at a RICO suit against the government because they've already sewed up that you can't sue the manufacturers of the vaccines. This is all public health now, and they're strictly just purchasing these pharmaceutical products, you know, for public health. We have the National Institute of Health doing their research and development. We have the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. That takes care of all liability. If you want to sue, you have to file with the government first. You have the government doing all their advertising and marketing through the CDC and, again, public health departments. It's 100% pure profit business. You don't get much better than that. And who would you actually be suing? Because these are government courts, and it's, you know, right now it's all sewed up. I mean, the pharmaceutical industry is the major donor to these campaigns, these presidential campaigns, legislative campaigns. You know, that's how they get in. You know, and so most of the people in Congress, and, you know, they're sold out, except for Ron Paul. But, you know, this is... I would like to think that our system isn't as broken as it is, but unfortunately, I just don't see how it would fly. There were class actions about the mercury in vaccines. They started in 2001, and then there was a tagged on to a defense appropriations bill a couple of years ago where the Marisol was grandfathered in, approved. You know, FDA, anything that's approved by the FDA, which the vaccine, each vaccine that comes down the pike is approved, and even if it has Thimerosal, if it's approved by the FDA, you cannot sue the manufacturer.
Well,
and that was all with the Vioxx stuff, too, that they were trying to push through. So they keep tagging on these little things. Who is the guy in Tennessee? Who's that guy in... I forget his name. I'm sorry. He's one of the main bad legislators that, seems to work directly. Yeah, Bill Frist. That seems to work directly for pharma, big pharma. But Bill Frist is notorious for sliding in these, little pieces of legislation at the last minute to protect big pharma people being able to sue him directly.
Yeah, I kind of think that Bill Frist, rather than being a physician, fancies himself as a major deity.
Or a dealer.
Well, he's probably got the most campaign contributions from the from Big Pharma.
Yeah,
is what it is. But at any rate, go ahead.
As far as suit goes, I would imagine it would have to go under the guise that under the statutes that these parents had been denied their rights under state court. Not in federal court,
mm-hmm.
by the school district and everyone connected with this fiasco in that it was a fraud. They
mm-hmm.
were pushed out of the school, pushed into the very thing that they were prosecuted for or threatened with, which is the truancy end of it, and not given all of the information such as the opt-out. Now, does this...
I would think that would be an excellent lawsuit, DJ, and I... would hope that someone would go that far, to sue them. But my understanding of what happened in Maryland is that all the parents that were hauled into court with their children were not fighters.
They were also
very
poor.
Much into complying.
Okay, girls, we got to take another break. If you have anything else, I'll hold you over, DJ. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Ingrid Castle, talking about the vaccines. Folks, we'll be back at 3. We've got much, much more. Stick with us.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Angry Castle, talking about the vaccines. And, folks, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. If you want to pop in, give us a question or comment for my guest, Angry. And I believe, do we still have DJ on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead and finish up.
Okay. I have heard different areas being able to be dealt with legally, in the same tactics that, and they're not a cure-all, that the Paragon Foundation has done. And they say that you must stay in state court. There's some kind of federal or a Supreme Court that says that any rights violation has to be taken care of in the state court.
Mm-hmm.
And
I would agree.
They're talking about being able to nail it in the state court after you, and not getting an attorney until after you have it in the proper court. Mm-hmm. Now, the other reason I'm wondering about this crap is I contacted the NAACP,
mm-hmm.
I think one day or 2 days before this garbage went down. Most of these people that were targeted were very poor and of the black nationality or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
I think they flat out ignored it because they're not interested in protecting the poor. They're not interested in protecting, it's the same as any of these big agencies, they're not interested in the truth and protecting those who are being targeted illegally and unlawfully. So as far as the NAACP, like I said, they did a real good job of appearing interested Mm-hmm. But there was nary a peep, and I would be surprised if anyone was there. Did you notice anyone there, Ingrid? Or
what, in Maryland? I wasn't there myself.
Okay.
Barbara Lo Fisher was, but there were several activists outside the courthouse, you know, like the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons. There is a Catherine Sykes. She's the director mm-hmm. of policy for them. And so anyway, that's a physicians group that actually operates out of Tucson, and they put out an excellent journal. And you can go to their website. It's excellent, aapsonline.org. aapsonline.org. AAPS stands for the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. And they've been very outspoken against compulsory vaccinations.
Well, another thing with this measles one, the chicken pox,
mm-hmm.
All that does is delay the time span that these people would be catching it. And as you said earlier, a person being a carrier, perhaps, until they are either childbearing themselves or around childbearing people, which decimates more of the population. Hey,
right, well, it's a live
experiment.
Virus vaccine, DJ. I just got to mention this. I mean, you're basically injecting it and it lays latent and will give rise to shingles. I mean, that's why we're seeing so much shingles in young people now, and this was predicted by Gary Goldman. But I remember when I first was starting Vaccination Liberation, we had a support group. I think it was in the year 2001, and they had just pretty much added it to the schedule and of recommended vaccines. This woman ran a daycare, and she never had chicken pox in her entire life. And then a newly vaccinated, you know, child in her care was recently vaccinated with varicella, and she got full-blown chicken pox as a result of being exposed to this child that, you know, was in her care. And that is actually really common. I've never had chicken pox in my whole life. I've been exposed countless times. And but my husband's had it twice, full blown, twice, and when he was like 9 and 12 or something like that. But anyway, you know, we really don't know a lot about the pocking diseases other than the fact that they are not deadly. Measles is not deadly, either is chicken pox or rubella. It is deadly if you suppress the pocking stage. So, you know, I will say emphatically, show me a case where these diseases are deadly. People die of inappropriate treatment, lack of treatment, and a malfunctioning immune mm-hmm. system that's been damaged from the vaccines themselves. But you just don't find that these diseases are really deadly if people are if they're treated properly. This is a body's mechanism for detoxifying. That's, you know, why people would get a common cold or the flu. You know, you should have bed rest and, you know, quit eating starches and proteins and, you know, start hydrating and opening up your eliminative channels. But, you know, the way they do it these days, I mean, they've turned chickenpox into a deadly disease, and every single case that they cited that made chickenpox all of a sudden a deadly disease were in children that had, like, leukemia, you know, and were very, very sickly. And then when they got chicken pox, they suppressed the pocking stage. I mean, Gary Krasner has written an excellent article on that documenting all these cases they were using to cite the necessity of the varicella vaccine.
Amazing.
Okay, well, thank you so much for the call, DJ.
Thank you very much for
what
you all
do. Yeah, thanks, DJ.
Feel
free to, you know, call me about the shaken baby syndrome case, because that's also in epidemic proportions. We're getting a lot of calls on that, too.
All right. Thanks a lot, DJ. Listen, yeah, phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443. I wanted to make a point here for the record on my show, Ingrid, and this is well penned by Dawn Richardson. She makes a very succinct point in her article in that she says the take-home message, and I feel the same way, and I know you do too, that we'd all like to send to these zealots in Maryland is please – and I emphasize, please don't patronize parents and tell them about health, and don't bully and scare them. Tell them the truth. Tell them that you are desperate for the money in order to educate your kids. In order for the money and education to happen, the kids have to be in school and their paperwork in order. Let them know about their rights to the limited exemptions available. Warn them about the real risks of the vaccine. Give them the choice they have been granted by law to refuse. Let them know the chickenpox vaccine does not even work. Now, there's a school in Round Rock, Texas, which is where Republic Broadcasting happens to be located, that has more than 40 children out with chickenpox, even though they have all been vaccinated. Now, tell them that if they don't need to contact their elected officials to stop every vaccine from coming out, being tied to their child's ability to receive an education. And I could not have said that any better myself.
Right.
I mean, let's face it, Ingrid, this is all about the money. It has nothing to do with our children's health. For crying out loud, you know, when you and I are growing up, and I don't know, you know, specifically what age you are, but I had measles when I was growing up. I had chicken pox when I was growing up. And you know, it's this thing that just happens in your childhood. And so tell me, what they're trying to do is they're trying to, what, suppress this disease, immunize against it so they don't get it, and offset or deter the pox in the chicken pox? Is that what it is?
Well, do you want the conspiracy answer or the official? I mean, you know, I'm sorry. It seems to me that there is no justification for turning our children into pincushions for Big Pharma. Every vaccine is toxic. I mean, every ingredient is toxic. I have a whole bunch of articles on our website, vaclib.org. I mean, it's, you know, way too short of a radio show to cover all the aspects of how vaccines damage the neurological system, the immune function. It's just really is a serious assault to the full functioning human being. I mean, there's citations of how it destroys our connection to our creator, you know, our spiritual connection, you know, our sixth sense. Believe it or not, there's we have all kinds of stuff on our website that's more than interesting, but there's lots of physicians that have written about it and, you know, have compared the vital health of the unvaccinated to their vaccinated peers. So, when it comes to why they would add this thing, I mean, yeah, you could go for the money version that, you know, the more the people on the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, the majority of those people have vested interest in the pharmaceutical industry and vaccines in particular. A couple of them even have patents on the very vaccines that they're supposed to be, advising that they're going to get a vaccine that they actually have a financial interest in. I mean, this is a huge conflict of interest. They're not even supposed to be on a committee if there's a conflict like that. And yet they're there, and then people want to get the minutes of these meetings that they're, you know, every year they're, you know, updating the schedule and adding more and more shots. So it's, right now we added up the ones that were just for the schedule, for the 2007 schedule, and for high-risk children, by the age of six, from birth on up, they get 124 different antigens. This is viral proteins injected in them. For low-risk children, it's 116. But you have to look. The Prevnar is 8-1. You know, there's 7 strains of the pneumococcal virus and 1 diphtheria in the Prevnar vaccine, you know. And you know, then they want 4 doses of those. That's 32 different viral, you know, proteins injected into you. I mean, it's really sick. It is. I mean, something has got to give way. I mean, it's very difficult to find a healthy child in the world today. I mean, really, seriously, I don't know how many people work with children or work in a daycare or are around, you know, children on a regular basis, but most of them are on some kind of pharmaceutical drug, you know, whether it's Ritalin or something for the asthma and the allergies, and many of these drugs that they're on are to cover up the problems from the vaccines themselves.
Right, and yeah, and I had mentioned, and then we got off on into a different topic with DJ, but I wanted to go into the statistics on autism and also a little bit on this HPV vaccine, you know, with Governor Rick Perry was trying to force all the sixth grade girls in Texas to be vaccinated with him, and the Merck Pharmaceutical Corporation was getting upwards of, what, $900 a pop, and to add insult to injury, you know, I go back into the reports that I've made previously with these commercials being lambasted on people on the screen about any kind of illness. You know, go consult your doctor. Get this prescription. Get that prescription. We'll be back in 3 minutes. We're going to talk more about this with HPV and autism. Stick with us. We've got a lot more, folks. And the lines are open.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. A short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, with my guest, Ingrid Castle. And, Ingrid, I want to touch on a couple of things. I wanted to touch on the autism, but first let's go into this HPV vaccine that Governor Rick Perry tried to force all the sixth grade girls in Texas to get. From my understanding, there's only like three strains out of 104 different strains of the HPV virus this actually would protect against. Am I right in that?
Actually, there's four in there. Well, the Merck, it's the Merck, Merck Texi, that's called Gardasil, that's been licensed. And there's, you know, a lot of different human papillomaviruses, but there's number 6, 11, 16, and 18, you know, are the numbers that they chose, and that's because they find that these human papillomaviruses are associated with several cervical cancer cases, like type 16 is in 50% of the cases and type 18 is in 20% of the cases. But what people don't realize is that between 1955 and 1992, the number of cervical cancer deaths in just the United States alone dropped by 74%, and the death rate continues to go down by about 4% a year. And they say half the cases of cervical cancer occur in women ages 35 to 45. So it's very rare in any women under age 20. But they and the U.S. statistics show that there's about 3 to 4 cervical cancer cases per year. In 100,000 women. So that's 3 to 4 in 100,000 women between age. But anyway, 9 and 26. So it's a real rare age group, and that's the age group, ages 9 through 26, they tested the vaccine on, and they only followed them for a few years. I think it was 3 years total, and since none of them developed cervical cancer, they considered it 100% effective, which is quite a stretch. We consider it 0% effective because they weren't followed to the years when, you know, they would most likely get cervical cancer. And even then, it's 1%. According to the American Cancer Society, cervical cancer is accounts for 1% of all, quote, cancer deaths per year. And even if you do get cervical cancer, it's not a death sentence. There are people that do survive it. So, very strange.
No, I look at these, you know, these commercials that they're lambasted on TV. And by the way, I don't own a TV. That when I see them, I notice if I'll go watch a football game or, you know, somebody's house or whatever, I see these in almost every commercial break. And they're even making up illness, restless leg syndrome, and they're telling you to consult your doctor. But I saw this very glamorized commercial regarding the HPV vaccine. And you see these three, you know, junior high school girls that are in there talking about it and convincing the other ones that it's the right thing to do. And they want to go get it because, you know, according to whatever report, it is the third largest cause of cancer, which is total bunk. Okay, but here they are, you know, they're glamorizing this and getting these girls to go in there, and they're putting live cancer vaccines in the virus, and yet there's only like 4 out of 104 different strains of HPV that it actually would protect against at any rate. I mean, this is absolutely absurd. But even beyond that, let's get into a little bit about this autism. Now, you were giving some statistics a little while ago about, and I remember even, I ran across this something 20, 30 years ago, that the statistics were for a child to have autism was like 1 out of 2,500 or 3,000, something like that. It was a high figure. And now it is what? 1 out of 160 or so?
Okay. On the autism alarm, that was in January 2004. They said it was 1 in 166. Then, at the beginning of 2006, they adjusted to 1 in 150. And then we had Ray Gallup. He started the Autism Autoimmunity Project. He believed that there was an immune system malfunction in relationship to autism, and he has an adult autistic son. But anyway, he has been gathering with Ed Yosbach, a retired pediatrician, for a number of years, going through all 50 states and getting their statistics. And for the school year, it's always like after the fact. So for the 2006-2007 school year, they took all the data from all 50 states, and it came out to 1 in 67 children between the ages of 6 and 21 are on the autism spectrum. That's the ones that are in the system, in the school system.
So it can pretty well be determined that it is being caused by these rounds of vaccines that have been given to the infants, and I believe it's what happens is about the third round is when they contract it, and I've had people on my show that have attested to this. And it's because of what specifically that they're putting in? Is it thimerosal? Is it mercury? What is it that they're putting in?
Actually, it is really a combination of factors. Mercury overload is a huge factor. They're not able to clear it from their system. They find that they're extremely deficient in sulfur, which is, you know, sulfur's in garlic, which one reason garlic is such a good chelating agent for heavy metals and stuff. But
having a deficiency in the major minerals, and particularly sulfur, creates a situation in the body where you're not able to clear these toxic metals out of your system, and they actually accumulate.
I see. Okay,
and it's not just mercury, it's aluminum, too, and other things.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Angry Castle. We'll be right back with more. Stick with us, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plan. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. 52 for details.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Angry Castle. And, Angry, you were mentioning that the statistics of autism now are down to 1 out of 67.
That's not according to the CDC. That is according to the 2006-2007 Department of Education figures regarding children 6 to 21 that require special education classes because they're on the autism spectrum. So they do a very detailed cataloging of the children in their systems because, you know, part of their whole deal is, of course, federal funding.
Right.
And so they have to, you know, document that these children are indeed on the autism spectrum and that they have to have special education classes and more one-on-one time with a teacher and blah, blah, blah. So, of course, their, statistics are a little more accurate in our opinion than the CDC, which is obviously trying to cover up the real cause of this epidemic. But I just want to mention there are several factors. Mercury is not the only factor. And they had Cedillo versus the Department of Human Health Services. That's a court case that's going on where there's like up to 4,800 families that have filed claims with Vaccine Injury Compensation Program regarding their children's autism being related to vaccines, and they have denied that there's any connection, and now they've forced them to go to court over the whole situation. And so this first family happens to be from the Phoenix area, by the way, the Cedillo family. They were like the test case, and the whole thing that they're trying is that the accumulation of mercury from the childhood vaccines gets to be, the mercury not being cleared from their system, by the time they get the MMR vaccine between 15 and 18 months old, makes it so that their gut is all permeable, and they have all these digestive disorders from the mercury, and so they're prone to the live measles virus, and they're taking harboring into their gut and multiplying and creating all kinds of havoc. This Cedillo, Michelle Cedillo, this young girl, actually had live measles virus in her brain tissue and was severely retarded and disabled as a result.
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen.
So she had the accumulation of mercury, and there are several, doctors validating her condition as having an accumulation of mercury. And so that's what the whole theory that they're trying to prove in court to get awarded under the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program is just that. So that's why you'll hear from parents that it's not just the MMR vaccine. A lot of them, it's another triple antigen, the DTaP. So it's usually a triple antigen vaccine, one or the other. But the MMR is very common, that's when it really hits. And some of the factors, like I know a woman in Michigan, she's on our Vaccination Liberation Yahoo group, and she was a nurse and a true believer, and she even, during pregnancy, substituted all the sugar in her diet for aspartame, thinking that was going to be much healthier for her to be on a sugar-free diet and not realizing the incredible dangers of aspartame consumption. Plus, she had a mouthful of dental work that needed to be done, breaking apart mercury amalgams, and her dentist said, wait until after you deliver before you have any dental work done. So these mercury amalgams are constantly off-gassing. I believe she had a flu vaccine during pregnancy, Rogam shots. Rogam shots have 65 micrograms of mercury, thimerosal, and then the flu vaccine has 25 micrograms of mercury. It's ethyl mercury is the form that's in the preservative thimerosal. So anyway, she had all this mercury that the baby was exposed to in utero, plus the aspartame, plus the MSG. A lot of these people, they lead very busy lives, and they consume a lot of processed food. So you have more excitotoxins. Then you're drinking fluoridated water on top of it. And Dr. Russell Blaylock, a retired neurosurgeon in Mississippi, has written extensively on the interaction of what he calls excitotoxins, and that they're, when you combine things like aluminum hydroxide and the thimerosal and the aspartame and the MSG and the fluoride, it's so much more toxic than if you were just exposed to that individual poison. So anyway.
Okay. Well, a quick thing. Once they've been determined to be on the autism spectrum, then I would assume that they go into special education, and of course, then there's federal funding for that too, right? So they're
That's what I mentioned.
Yeah. So there's a motivation to try to find a way to get these people or these children, on the autism spectrum. And it brings up another point. I know that my wife's son, a 9-year-old son, was on the school grounds. And, he got in one of these little childhood spats with another kid. And the kid kicked him in the knee. And Jack, my wife's son, didn't kick him back. But he was called into the principal's office, and I thought what I thought was very interesting in hearing this story was that the subject of a psychological evaluation came up. Now,
for who? The kicker or the one who was kicked?
The kickee. I mentioned this to Lindsay. I said, well, they want to psychologically evaluate Jack because he didn't return the kick. And of course, the first thing, you know, in my conspiratorial mind is that, you know, obviously they want to evaluate him, put him on some kind of a drug and get more federal funding for that. But is this how Ritalin comes into play, or is Ritalin somehow, you know, equated into some of these children that are on some level of the autism spectrum? Do you know?
Well, some people have said that ADHD, that's attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Some people say that that's actually considered on the autism spectrum. So, you know, it's basically any kind of disorder that affects, you know, behavior. But usually autism is the eye contact, withdrawing into their own world, you know, self-abuse, banging their head. There's all kinds of things, you know, that are characteristic of kids on the spectrum. You know, it depends on who you're talking to, whether they'd even include that. Ritalin is typically given to kids with a hyperactivity disorder. And, you know, they can't focus in school unless they're on some kind of medication. But there's also an incentive. I know in Washington State there was a huge uproar when they found out that the school system in Washington State was getting kickbacks for each kid they got on Ritalin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a whole other thing, and there's a lot of people outraged because children now are who have been on Ritalin for a number of years, you know, we're talking like 5-6 years, are actually dying as a result of Ritalin.
Well, and so if we go back to the core issue with all of this, and I'm talking about from the court system in Maryland where they're forcing the parents to have their children vaccinated. I'm talking about the autism spectrum. I'm talking about the federal funding. I'm talking about the psychological evaluations. I mean, and it even goes a step farther is, you know, you involve CPS in this. And another question I wanted to ask you, let's just say for the sake of hypothetical discussion,
mm-hmm.
that these parents went into this courtroom in Maryland and they knew, they were awake like we are, and they knew what kind of possible psychological or physical effects that some of the, you know, the adverse reactions that these vaccines could have, and decided, even with the threat of the dogs and the threat of the SWAT teams and being in a closed court and the intimidation there, they still held their ground, okay, and decided that they weren't going to vaccinate their children, then, of course, we've got CPS that would most likely be entered into play. Which gets federal funding for any child that they can seize. Mm-hmm. So this, you know, if you go to the root cause of all of it, it is all based upon federal funding from whatever mm-hmm. level it is, from yeah. whatever level of disability it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with all of this in mind, what is it that in your mind that you think that we could do as, you know, as citizens of this country to try to at least, you know, bring this to the mind, or, you know, bring this to public attention, right the wrongs that are being committed? I mean,
I'm all about asserting our rights. And believe me, they would not get away with this with me. But if someone was hanging over me, trying to force a needle into my arm, I would make sure that they signed an acceptance of medical responsibility form, which we do have on our website, vaclib.org, or you can go to vaccinetruth.net. We have different forms, different types of waiver forms, and it's a creative form. It's really absolutely a last-ditch effort. You know, if someone is actually going to pin you down with a needle and force these toxins in your body, you are medically responsible for the repercussions of that. I mean, yeah, you can file with a vaccine injury compensation program, but good luck, because you'll have the government, you know, fighting you every step of the way in terms of getting any compensation. In fact, Bill Frist was of Tennessee was responsible for adding money, federal money, to the Justice Department for fighting vaccine injury compensation claims, and did not increase the level of funding for paying out victims that won their case.
So, you know, I mean, you really have a huge problem here. And so that's why I say, you know, there's this form that we have on our site. It's really an example. All the forms on our site, I encourage people to use them for ideas in asserting your rights. Don't just copy off any of the forms. You know, open up an empty Word document and create your own and use it in your own language. You know, it's an empowering step when you write your own letter citing the statute that you're claiming an exemption under. And if, you know, you do find yourself in a situation where they're literally hanging a needle over you or your child, you demand that whoever's doing this, whatever bureaucrat, accept full medical responsibility, that you have documentation that your child or yourself is in perfect physical health. So you make sure before that ever happens that you have documentation that of a complete physical that shows that you're in excellent health, so that any change in your health, and, you know, you cite all the possible disabilities that can occur after vaccines are injected, and that in the event that you develop any of these ailments, that they are medically responsible. And now most people won't do that. You know, they're not going to accept. I mean, that becomes a legal document. You can create it just like a legal document and force them to sign. Now, whenever you affix your signature to really anything, you are creating a legal document. So it's just why I tell people, be very, very careful whatever you sign. You know, and you know, because they have these forms that they're using right now. It's in the state of Idaho and in several states. We call it trickery, where they don't want your exemption letter citing the statute. They want to give you a particular form that was devised by the American Pediatrics Association and CDC.
Yeah,
where basically you're admitting to child neglect if you fill out the form the way they want you to. You have little checks, yes and no, yes and no, yes, you understand that by not giving the vaccine, you are risking your child of death from measles, you know, and like that. I mean, it's really horribly worded, and then they have a real choice clause, and I don't have it in front of me, but it's all on our website. But it's right above where you put your signature. And Len Horowitz's wife, most people are familiar with Dr. Len Horowitz, his wife Jackie was registering just in our local school district here, their son, for school, and inadvertently, you know, in her rush, just filled out the form, and we were having dinner one night, and she found out about it, and she was so horrified. She went down the following day, asked for his file, and ripped it up in front of them and substituted her own letter. And the bureaucrat looking at her was just aghast.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, and I've been paying very, very, very close attention to this just based on, I don't have any children in school, but my wife Lindsay does have two. As a matter of fact, she was down at the principal's office yesterday just, you know, literally challenging him to what really is going on within the school system, because they actually have a handbook that the government gives them with anything and everything that, you know, how to handle whatever situation. And what I find interesting is that they're literally conditioning or indoctrinating children, punishing children. One day, Jack, the same kid that didn't kick back, came home from school one day, and he was bragging about the fact that they had just been fingerprinted. And the way that they did it is that they played a game with the children, acting like they were going to play James Bond that day. And Jack came home from school all excited about it. He was playing James Bond, and he got fingerprinted and so forth. And when I challenged Jack on that, and I said, well, you know, do you really know what this is all about? He got very defensive. So these are very covert games, psychological games that the school systems are playing with these children. Yeah. And now I have had reports of flu shots that have been being administered in a number of school systems throughout the country. I do not know how valid that is. I've had a couple calls on that. But I find it interesting that they're taking incrementally, they're going step by step by step, and they're not even informing the parents anymore of some of these things that they're doing. And we've got to start paying. And I'm telling this for all the people out there who have children in school, or if you're grandparents and you have children who have children in school, you want to make sure that people pay close attention to your sons, your daughters, your grandsons, granddaughters, the parents pay close attention to what's going on within the school system, because if you don't complain about it, there won't be anything that gets done about it, number one. Number two, as far as these vaccinations are concerned, yes, there is a waiver, at least in this school system here in Arizona, this particular one, that you can sign to where you don't have to get the vaccinations. And you're right, Ingrid, the way they word it like, you're a culprit, you know, you're a dastardly individual if you don't sign it. But the bottom line is, it is an effective out, if you will, for not having to subject them to specific vaccinations.
Well, if the state does not require such a form like the one they're providing, and it's not in statute, we encourage you not to use them. My daughter ended up filling out one of those forms, and we just cross it all out. We have examples of that on our website, and I put it in a newsletter, you know, to protect yourself. If they are absolutely insistent that you use their form, and you're admitting to child neglect by filling it out the way they want it, we just kept crossing out letters, crossing out phrases, and would not sign until it was sufficiently crossed out. And then I want to just mention that it's interesting that you had me on the show today, because this is the first day, it may have been Monday, but I'm pretty sure it's today, of National Influenza Vaccination Week. This is when they have gotten all these doses of flu vaccine, and they are pushing it really hard right now, the week after Thanksgiving. And they made that an annual flu vaccine week start last year. That was the first year, the week after Thanksgiving. So,
isn't that interesting? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen.
So this is a time where we need to soup up our activism.
All right, let's take a break. We're coming back with a final segment in 3 minutes. My guest, Ingrid Castle, talking about vaccines. Folks, stick with us. We got a little bit more. We'll have some closing comments as soon as we get back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2200. 9502 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Ingrid Castle. And folks, I want to mention, before Ingrid gives her closing comments, one of the biggest key defenses in combating this is to arm yourself with the facts. And I know there's a lot to learn about this, but you can't very well go into a situation like these people did in the Maryland courtroom without having knowledge and without having facts. And we're going to continue this tomorrow with Mary Toko, who's been investigating this for 27 years. So with that, Ingrid, any closing comments you'd like to share with the listening audience?
Yeah, I actually want to tag on to what you said. What people feel like they have to be a walking encyclopedia, and I am not, and I really, you know, when people say I'm an expert, I'm really not an expert, but I am a networker, and I have amassed a lot of information, and if I don't know something, I know where to go. But the most important thing that you do need to know is your rights. You need to know the law. You need to know why it's important to claim ownership of your own body and why the state wants to claim that ownership. You know, it all ties into the national debt. But anyway, it's really important to be able to assert your sovereignty, whatever that means to you. And I would encourage you to look on our site, look on our exemption pages, go to vaccinetruth.net. Our main website for education is vaclib.org. That's vaclib.org for vaccination liberation and then organization. And I just really encourage you to get involved. We have state resources listed by state. Many states lack any kind of resource. Maryland was one of them and had one gal who I believe worked for a chiropractor's office. She felt overwhelmed. I mean, I also work full-time, and this is volunteer tithing work. This is important. This is we're talking about just saving the next generation from the assault. My gosh, we hardly ever see any healthy kids anymore. This is a national tragedy. It's more than that. It's actually what Len Horowitz has coined it years ago, genocide, and I hated to say it, but that is what it is. I mean, I can't even deny it anymore. It's so obvious. So I encourage you, if you do not have a resource person in your state, get involved. If you do, contact them. Get involved. Our only protection is each other. And we got to know who each other is, who is going to stand up for our rights and help us in a time of need. And we, even Don and myself, Mike, we have PACs that we actually had years ago where we got our friends and neighbors together and we filled out a PAC so that we have a list of people that we can call if we ever experience with one of us a Ruby Ridge type situation or any situation where an overbearing local, state, or federal government comes down and attacks one of us, so that we can create, you know, a force that they, you know, need to deal with. So it's really important they shun the light, they shun publicity, and the more you can bring this information out into the open and write letters to the editor, get, you know, we have business cards, we have flyers that are duplicatable, but get involved. Don't be afraid to hand a mother with a little baby this kind of information. It's really important. It could be saving her baby's life.
Outstanding points, Ingrid. Yes, and that show talking about the national debt and, you know, the state thinking they own us, that's a show for another day. My friend Don in Oregon, I've had that one on the back burner, but I'm going to bring that one forward too. At any rate, Ingrid, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. It's been a pleasure to have you, dear.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Michael, and good luck with Mary Toko. She's a great gal.
Thank you, dear.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, the end of another day. Michael Herzog of The American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. And guess what? Today is Tuesday, and you know what that means. It's Bob Chapman Day. Hope you'll be listening, because I will. I will see you tomorrow, folks. Have a good rest of the day. Talk to you later. Bye.